Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby, and we are doing another playbook breakdown from our newsletter audience. This one comes from Jimmy, and he shared his ICP, his product, and his goals. So let's go ahead and dig right into it. ICP would be Forbes Global 2000. Specifically from a revenue perspective, it's more than 5.8 billion. Relatively large companies. I love the 5.8, like not just 5, not 6, 5.8 billion. Geos are essentially the world. Like he's put in North America, EMEA, APAC. So like everywhere. As far as industries, healthcare, marketing, customer service, and sales. So go-to-market function, finance services, advertising, and media. And the additional indicators are large data science teams or ML engineering teams. So like 50 plus C-suite that includes one or more of the following, which would be a chief AI officer, chief data officer, chief privacy officer, and then a dedicated AI ethics or AI governance program, committee, or council. So that's the ICP. So actually, in some ways, really broad, in other ways, super specific, which is like awesome. Product is an AI governance platform. And then the goal is 20 new logos from our ICP. So a couple of things I'd call out immediately would be one, I would look at geo in one industry. It's like for an ABM program, get way more specific on just this is the vertical that we're going after. This is the geo that we're focused on. And then once you've nailed that geo in that vertical, you can do one of two things. You can then replicate the geo program into a different vertical where you change out some of the content, you change out the data, but your distribution channels and your tracking capabilities will largely stay a lot of the same, but you've nailed it for that geo, which is sometimes the hardest part is less the content. Like content is a difficulty or across different verticals, but specifically in a geo, like if you're going to EMEA, like the data privacy policies are like way more strict. So if you can nail it within specifically EMEA for one of these verticals, and if you go to replicate in a different vertical, you've nailed how to source your data, how to activate that data, how to activate the different distribution channels in such a way that are easily trackable within the context of your current program. And what you've now got to figure out is how to change out the content for that specific vertical. That would be the thing that I would think through. Or if you want the next challenge to be conquering a different geo, different region, then you can go that route and you keep the vertical the same, but you change the region. The reason I like to take this approach is generally speaking, ABM in and of itself is an experiment for most organizations. So when we can control the variables and then we iterate based on a successful implementation, you end up creating a higher likelihood of success. Because right now, if you were to go after three regions and four verticals, 12 variations of a program, if one of them works and one of them doesn't, or actually decide, I don't think you can even do 12 variations all at once. That's just a lot of work. So what you end up doing is spending a ton of time trying to build all of these, but you don't end up getting any of them in market. So I think if you just focused on one, you go faster and then you can get something to market. But let's say you are able to, in the same amount of time, get all 12 running. You don't know the variables that you're actually playing with. You just know you're doing all of these things. Some of them might work, some of them might not. So we want to figure out why these things are working so we can replicate them more predictably. So that'd be the first piece of advice, is just focus in there. And the second piece of advice is likely going to be, like, I have to imagine they have a chief AI officer or a chief data officer. There's likely a dedicated AI ethics, AI governance program. What'd be really interesting would be to see if there is a way that you can track specific events and conferences that have panel discussions on AI governance. This is a topic that I'm seeing constantly come up, specifically in the marketing space, because that's where I spend a lot of my time. But I don't think I've not been to a marketing event that hasn't had at least one panel discussion on AI governance. And typically it's like, I hosted a panel on AI governance like a year and a half ago. And we had the CTO of a multi-billion dollar company that talked through how he stood up an AI governance council and committee. So if you look at the panels and then you look at the titles, these are typically people that have some form of AI governance program, and it's an easier way that you can validate. And then the other thing is, from an outreach perspective, what you can say is, hey, I saw your panel at XYZ.
Like, it's a way to personalize it and the higher likelihood to get an open rate, because your subject line could literally be, if you're doing this as a cold outreach or if you're doing it as an in-mail from a salesperson, panel at South by Southwest. For context, when I'm recording the South by Southwest with this week, seemed like there was everything in that event. There may not have been a panel on that, but as an example, like, that kind of specificity is a really great way to actually stand out in the inbox and stand out in your messaging. So that would be my thought process, is digging in on that front really specifically to call them out in a way that will actually stand out. And then the other component is, it's an AI governance platform. So I'm going to take an educated guess for a moment that what that functionally means is you have a platform that rolls out what the council or program or committee determined would be the AI governance for the organization that keeps it consistent. You can spill to that pain. It's like, AI is hard enough. Keeping people aligned on the AI governance handbook is even more difficult. So if you're struggling to actually get your teams to comply with AI governance, and it's a huge security risk for you, then I would highly recommend you get an AI governance platform, or here are ways to validate and solve for AI governance. And specifically, as I look, like, for me, presented this way, but marketing, customer success, and or customer service and sales, less important for governance than healthcare and financial services. Like, there are actual regulatory compliance issues that more often come up in healthcare and in financial services than they do in marketing, service and sales, unless the organizations that are doing the work in highly regulated industries. So that'd be my recommendation, is like, focus on healthcare as a vertical or financial services as a vertical, because the need is likely greater there and the pain is likely greater there from a, like, a governance perspective. So high level, hopefully that's helpful. And to summarize it back, focus on a vertical and a region and just get really laser focused in on that region. The other thing that we should talk through is a targeting perspective on the people within the context of the organization. I would go bottoms up, which we typically recommend, because, like, let's say you go out for the chief AI officer and it goes horribly. You shot your shot. Like, until the AI officer changes, it's highly unlikely that they're going to forget about really a bad experience with your brand. So what I look at is going from influencer or end user all the way up. And then if you've got a really great reason to reach out, hey, I saw you on this panel, it was amazing, would love to have a conversation around how you kept the AI governance that was decided by the committee, like, actually complied with. And that'd be a really interesting conversation to then have that's specific and relevant to that person. Otherwise, I'd start at some of the end users or influencers within the decision committee and then work your way up. So hopefully that's helpful from a high level thought process perspective. If you got more questions, always feel free to reach out. Again, thank you guys for actually submitting, like, ICP products and this, the goal. Like, this has been super fun to start to break down some of these programs. But this has been Scrappy ABM, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.